The oldest broadcasting institution of Nepal, Radio Nepal, has stepped into its 71st years of establishment. On the occasion of its 71st anniversary, Radio Nepal would like to express its gratitude to all the listeners, advertisement agencies, government and non-government sectors for rendering full support in its journey. This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Radio Nepal celebrating its 71st anniversary today. President, Prime Minister, Communication Minister, Communication Secretary and Radio Nepal's Executive Director give their best wishes. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Education Ministry to make master plan for overall development of education sector. Supreme Court denies permission for reviewing its verdict on case related to name of Nepal Communist Party. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel urges ministries to propose implementable programs only for next fiscal year. And at least 43 children have been killed by armed forces in Myanmar since February's military coup. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has given her best wishes to Radio Nepal on its 71st anniversary. In a message of best wishes today, President Bhandari emphasized on making Radio Nepal more effective and people-centric. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said Radio Nepal has played a pivotal role in broadcasting news and information and promoting Nepali music and culture. Giving his best wishes on the occasion of its 71st anniversary of Radio Nepal, Prime Minister Oli suggests on making Radio Nepal a citizen-centric broadcasting house. Similarly, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, wished for Radio Nepal to become even more people-oriented. Likewise, Communication Secretary and Chairman of Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee, Hari Prasad Bashyal, has said efforts are being made to reach Radio Nepal to every household of Nepal. Secretary Bashyal emphasized on making Radio Nepal programs and news more effective. Also giving his best wishes, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC expressed the organization's commitment to enhance and evolve Radio Nepal as per the changed context and time. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to make a master plan for the overall development of education sector and use of human resources. At a program organized at the official residence of the Prime Minister to hand over the report with schools selected for the President Educational Reform Program, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli asked the Ministry to bring the master plan reflecting the current state of education, future action plan and employment assessment. Prime Minister Oli said that the government was effortful for the formulation of planned programs. Prime Minister Oli also stressed the need for effective and quality teaching learning along with the reform programs. On the occasion, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Krishna Gopal Shrestha handed over a report including the basis of selection for the President Educational Reform Program and the list of selected projects. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN UML Chairman has suspended leaders Khanashyam Bhusal and Surendra Pandey from the party membership for 6 months. Issuing a press release yesterday, the CPN UML had informed that leaders Bhusal and Pandey were suspended due to their involvement in factional activities and other activities weakening the party. It further stated that the leaders did not confess their mistake and their clarifications were not found satisfactory. The suspension later had mentioned that this was the last chance for the leaders to correct themselves. The party had already suspended senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal and vice chair Bheem Rawal from the party's membership for 6 months. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Kanan Godar, held a cordial meeting at Singha Darbar yesterday. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota applauded the government of Israel's contribution to development of Nepal's agriculture sector. He further said Nepal and Israel could collaborate in agriculture, tourism and information technology sectors. Similarly, Israeli Ambassador Godar said Nepal and Israel could collaborate in many areas in future to bolster the bilateral relations, saying Israel had vaccinated second dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccine to its citizens. The Israeli ambassador expressed his belief that Nepal would get success in fight against the virus. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has stressed the need for ensuring citizens' access to information and technology. Speaking at an interaction program on access and quality of telecommunication services organized by the ministry yesterday, Minister Gurung pledged to include new issues in the upcoming fiscal year's policies and programs to improve the current status of the IT sector. Minister Gurung added that the new plans would be prepared by reviewing the government's initiatives on development and expansion of information and technology in all 7 provinces. The Supreme Court has issued an order denying permission for a review on its verdict on a case related to the name of Nepal Communist Party. A full bench comprising the Chief Justice Cholendo Samsa Rana and Justices Tez Bahadur Kesi and Prakash Kumar Dhungana issued the verdict yesterday, denying permission for review on the case, upholding the Supreme Court's earlier verdict to revive CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Center. CPN-Maoist Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda on Tuesday had registered an application at the Supreme Court for review of the Supreme Court's earlier verdict. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has addressed the 7th Bayer Bengal Initiative for Multisectorial Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC ministerial level meeting yesterday. Addressing the meeting, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyawali stressed the need for effective and timely implementation of the BIMSTEC Poverty Plan of Action in line with Agenda 2030 to eradicate poverty from the region. He further said a dynamic and resilient BIMSTEC could only catalyze growth, innovation and development and prosperity, taking into account the special needs of least developed countries and landlocked developing countries. The minister also said the region should focus on core areas like connectivity, energy, trade, investment, tourism and agriculture for growth and prosperity of the region. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has urged all ministries to propose the specific programs that can be implemented in the coming fiscal year. During a discussion held with Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Finance Minister Paudel urged the ministries to propose the implementable programs and the estimated budget. Urging the ministries to propose the programs and budget as per the priority basis, the finance minister stressed the need for inter-ministerial coordination. He also vowed to address the tourism sectors dented by the COVID-19 pandemic through appropriate programs and budget. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 43 children have been killed by armed forces in Myanmar since February's military coup, according to rights organization Save the Children. The group said the Southeast Asian country was in a nightmare situation, with the youngest known victim just 6 years old. A local monitoring group puts the overall death toll at 536. Meanwhile, ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been charged with violating the country's Official Secrets Act. Suu Kyi, along with four of her allies, were charged last week, but the alleged crime, which carries a prison term of up to 14 years, has only now come to light. The new charge against Suu Kyi is in addition to earlier charges of possessing illegal walkie-talkies, violating COVID-19 restrictions during last year's election campaign, and publishing information that may cause fear or alarm. The World Health Organization has criticized the rollout of coronavirus vaccines in Europe as being unacceptably slow. It also says the situation in the region is more worrying than it has been for several months. Vaccination campaigns in much of Europe has been hit by delays, and the number of infections is rising. France is the latest country to announce new lockdown measures lasting 4 weeks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather reports now. Maximum temperature of 27.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Radio Nepal celebrating its 71st anniversary today. President, Prime Minister, Communications Minister, Communications Secretary and Radio Nepal's Executive Director give their best wishes. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Education Ministry to make master plan for overall development of education sector. Supreme Court denies permission for reviewing its verdict on case related to Nepal name of Nepal Communist Party. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel urges ministries to propose implementable programs only for next fiscal year. And at least 43 children have been killed by armed forces in Myanmar since February's military coup. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.